This is episode 11, part 2 of What's Been Better. This week, we're continuing our conversation on opposition, especially within families. We asked you for your thoughts, and this is how you responded. If you're new here, you know we cuss. And if you've been here before, you should totally be used to it. A little remix there.
Yeah, but you did good. You did real good.
Thank you, ma'am. How you doing?
I like it. I'm good. I was going to say I'm exceptionally good, but...
Oh.
I'm not exceptionally good, but I'm good. Okay. I'm good headed toward exceptionally.
Okay, well then. As long as there's progress.
Yes, yes.
And not regression.
Absolutely. How are you doing, though?
I'm good. I just came skidding back in here, and I discovered that I have seeds in my pocket, which Drew and I just laughed about, because I was in the greenhouse before I came in here. So... leave it to me to have seeds in my pockets.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And no.
So while you're talking, might as well share what's been better.
So I may or may not have turned the corner about having a dog again. So I was driving through our neighborhood and I saw a Humane Society poster. Like one of those yard signs.
Right.
And I thought the dog was cute. And so I snapped a picture of it. And then I kind of went through the page, which is just crazy. And I saw another dog. And I was like, first of all, this dog is too cute. So I came home and I took a screenshot of it. And I kept going and I drove home. And then at night I showed it to Drew. And then I kind of like, whatever. And I let it go. And then... he asked, so did you make an appointment for us to go to the Humane Society? And I was like, oh, shit. So I looked into the dog and then I messaged the person and the person was like, oh, just fill out the application. And then we filled out the application and then we went and saw the dog at the foster parents' house.
Oh, wow.
And the dog is so cute. She's really rambunctious, though. So she jumps. Which is not something that, like, we're used to. But training, I mean, that's nothing. And tonight, they're coming to our house to see how the dog, like, likes our yard and our house. And, yeah.
That's very interesting. So, what I'm thinking of are your plants.
I know. I'm not even thinking about that. I'm just thinking about like our house. So I keep waking up each morning like on the fence about it.
Mm-hmm. What, like the dog being in your house?
Yeah, because our house isn't built around our dog anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So like our furniture isn't in a way that's like, oh, the dog should be fine. Like our, just our house is not accustomed to it anymore. So it's just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm excited about it. It's a big step.
Yeah,
I feel better. I didn't have any allergic reaction, which was very good.
Okay.
Because when we tried to get a dog before, I had an allergic reaction to the dog and we had to get the dog back and it was a whole big dramatic thing and it was bad. And and that dog was a puppy and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
None of it was good to begin with. So it was, I wasn't ready.
Is this dog a puppy?
This dog is 1.5 years old, so they're kind of like semi-puppy.
Okay.
They're like a teenager.
I see.
So, yes, I was thinking about the plants. I was happy I didn't have house plants anymore, but I could build a fence. I could put some chicken wire. I could do a lot of things. It's more so I have like a little bit of guilt. Of like moving on from our old dog, and figuring out if I can be better, do better. I don't know. And then also of like, I feel selfish because I'm like, I like getting up and just like doing whatever and not having to like be a responsible pet parent.
I definitely want to unpack this with you.
Not today.
I know.
Anyway.
Because I have a whole thing about animals that I just...
Oh, no, really? Okay, we're going to unpack
definitely, this. Definitely anti-animal. but not in a cruel way.
Okay.
I love them from afar. I might even pet them here and there, but definitely not having an animal in my home.
Okay. Yeah.
Not for real.
We are dog people. We had fish for a while. I don't think we had any other animals. No, we had fish for a while.
I wouldn't mind having a fish. That's a whole different situation. I would love having an aquarium.
That is a lot of work.
I bet. Yeah.
Like, you got to be prepared for that.
I bet.
Because if you don't do it right, it could go bad real quick.
Lord have
mercy. Then everybody's floating.
Ooh.
Belly up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
I didn't mean to talk you out of it.
That's okay. Listen. I'm here to, but this part of my life, I've raised children. So like my oldest child will be 29 this year.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind. My youngest will be 24 this year. That's blowing my mind even more. Right.
Wow.
So I've done my share of raising and being responsible and all those things.
Yeah.
Right now I'm just really being responsible for me. And I think it's
right.
I think it's an awesome thing. And ain't no selfishness in that at all.
Okay.
I feel good.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I have plants. That's about the most responsibility, rather, that I'm going to have.
Okay.
Once a week watering. I couldn't even handle the hydroponic shit. Like.
Okay, y'all. Going to Lori's house and seeing that the whole hydroponic system was packed up and in the cabinet, I was heartbroken. Yeah, I was hella heartbroken, but if you ain't gonna do it, you ain't gonna do it.
Nope. It was just too much. When I saw the system was, you know, underneath all the roots interconnecting with each other and fighting and shit up underneath the hydroponic, and they wanted to get into the ground. Like, I could feel it. They were like, "We ain't trying to be up in this bitch." I felt it.
I
was like, you know, I have to release you all from this madness. It's a good experience, but I think Sylvia told me can't plant more than one seed, and I think that's where I went.
Yeah,
I went astray.
You went kind of hard, because if you put the whole pack in there,
maybe not the whole pack. Maybe about 3 or 4.
That's still that little itty bitty space, that little cup. Mm. Well, did your Did your pepper plant that I gave you, is it doing all right?
It is.
Okay.
It's just, all right. Yeah. Yeah. A plant in some dirt, that works for me.
Okay. Okay.
A plant in water that's going to strangle itself, that don't work for me. So.
Okay. Well, what's been better for you, Lori?
Well, I am in the midst of planning a wedding.
Yay.
I'm excited about that. I didn't know how excited I'm a little weirded out. I do feel alone. I went to a bridal expo last weekend, and one of my best girlfriends she set the whole thing up, and she had it to where I was to try on a dress before. So we had an appointment at this one bridal studio or whatever you call it. And then we went to the expo. So I tried on some wedding dresses. And I felt like a princess, and I really felt nice. It's interesting, because that's a lot of attention.
Yes.
That you're getting.
Yes.
And I'm not used to getting a lot of attention. So that's the weirding out part of it. And so, but I stepped into it and allowed it. I didn't find the dress that I truly wanted until the next day. So on Monday, I hot-tailed it to Davis Bridal. That was a no. I didn't see anything that I liked. I felt different.
Okay.
I felt like a senior citizen trying to get married as opposed to.
Oh, no. That's not the feeling.
No, not at all. Because I'm not there yet. Now, if I was a senior citizen, it would be different. But I'm not a senior just yet.
No.
Anyway. So I didn't like. It wasn't complimentary. It wasn't like, I didn't feel like a bride, right?
Okay.
It didn't accentuate my body, none of that. Just didn't do any of the things. So I went to this other place called Anya's Bridal.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the prettiest dress.
Shout out to Anya's Bridal, because y'all, when y'all see this dress, because there are going to be pictures. I will make sure that there are pictures. The detail in this dress is, oh, it is just beautiful. Like the back of the dress. Lori found the dress.
I was so excited. But Siv, check it out. The next morning, you know how you have buyer's remorse? I was did I get the right dress?
Yes.
Oh my God. I started freaking the fuck out. I started freaking out.
No.
I really, in fact, Tuesday was one of my worst days. I had a horrible day because I went into that and I was like, oh my goodness. So I had to pull myself back out and remember my purpose for picking this. So, but ultimately what's been better is one, we're full in planning, right? And and I'm excited about that. We're getting some things paid off. Definitely excited about that. So if anybody who knows me, I don't like nothing hovering over my head. I like paying my shit off because it just, one, it's a good feeling to have something past you.
Right.
Like, this came up, dealt with it, done. You know, that's that's an excellent feeling. So I'm feeling good about that. And I'm just excited about the people who are actually going to join me.
Yeah.
Like we're about to get it in and it's going to be off the chain. So yeah.
That's so good.
That's what I'm happy about.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited. I remember the feeling. It was a lot. So yeah. I mean, I shared with you. I shared pictures with you. You saw what my face looked like. So
all beat up and beautiful. And you know, it's so funny how we say these awful ass words that actually mean something good.
It
Your
does.
Face was
right?
beat up. Like, it wasn't really beat up. It was made up and it was beautiful, but you didn't have a whole lot of makeup on either.
No,
because you didn't need any. You know,
I was.
Didn't need
I
a
went
lot.
Very. I went very as myself. Let's just but put you it were, like that. I was very accident.
Yeah, but you're gorgeous, and that's how it's probably going to be for me, because I don't know if there's going to be a makeup artist there. So,
right. I did all of that. I had my one friend and my face and my hands. That was it. The hair was me. Everything. That.
Oh wow. See. Now
I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. But I also knew what I wanted, knew what I liked, and it was fine because I was able to do what I wanted.
Right. Well,
it wasn't a production.
Plan. You know
what I'm saying?
I hear you. I hear you. And so that's what I'm fighting too. Like this old way of doing a wedding, my new way of doing a wedding, and getting away from that production style type of thing. Like putting on... trying to impress, because who am I trying to impress? Like, it's just he and I, like, it's just us. Right. And then if people want to come, that's fine, but we're not trying to please anybody. So yes, you're absolutely right about that.
It is a lot, because you've been conditioned to believe from every magazine, from every other wedding, from every TV show, from everything, like, this is how it's supposed to be done. This is what age you're supposed to be. This is what color your dress is supposed to be. This is what material it's supposed to be. All these things, shoes, hair, makeup, jewelry, you know, like it was very different than, like, my ring is black. My diamonds are black. That was different. That was like, shocking to some people. Just little things of, like, you do what you want to do, how you want to do it, because it's your life.
That's true. So my ring is topaz. This is my babe's birthstone. And he has aquamarine, which is my birthstone. And they both happen to be blue. So that's awesome. And it's white gold. So you're right. That's one of the things I definitely wanted to get away from. I didn't want to have no diamond. You know, it has some diamonds on here, but diamonds are not the rarest of gems anyway. There's several gems that are, you know, more rare or, you know, more precious than a diamond, but it doesn't matter because it's what you desire.
Yes.
And I think ultimately for us, as we share, we really want everybody to know that you're individual, that you matter, that whatever it is that rocks your world, let it rock your world, even if it doesn't rock somebody else's.
Yep. And speaking of sharing, let's get this started. So when we did the original episode 11, I said,
yeah, we want to hear from you. Have you been in these situations where you had a important event, a birth, a death, a graduation, a wedding, anything, and you thought your people were going to show up for you and they did not? But more importantly, how did you respond? How have you moved past it? What did you do with that new knowledge, that new vision of those people? Because I think it is. It's a new vision. They went in the back, they unzipped their mask, you know, the Scooby-Doo mask, and there they are. What did you do with it? We want to hear from you.
Yes. Did you overcome? Did you recognize it's still not about them? It's about you. You know, and so, yes.
Drop that in the comments under this video, or send us, we'll put it up on our Twitter. We'll put it up on our Instagram. Let us know what you think about that.
So I said that, and these are the responses that we got. We were so excited that we got so much engagement. I mean, across every platform that we're on, we were shocked at some of the responses. Some of them hit really, really deep. And I even got a response from my sister that I was definitely not expecting. I wasn't. And I didn't know how to respond to it. I don't even think I did respond to it until like way later in the day, because I was like trying to process it. So, because like I said in the episode, like I've never in all these years, I hadn't had a conversation about any of this.
Well, how did you feel when you got the response?
So here, I'll just read what was said in the comments. That was, first of all, a good question. And then to say that she was sorry that she didn't show up for me on my big day. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Because it's also like a very public thing. Like it's in our public comments. So everybody saw it.
Yes.
So I still haven't had a whole conversation with her, and I still don't know if I really want to have a whole conversation with her, but I appreciated that she even said something about it, because at the time, like, yeah, I was super hurt. I was feeling alone, and I didn't know how to take any of it. I didn't know if it was like how to respond to it. I don't know what the right answer is. I don't know what the wrong answer is. I don't know how I feel about it still. And plus, it's 10, 11 years later. There's nothing I can do. We can't take it back.
So, and the question is, are you really over it?
I don't know if I could ever be over it.
Because of what?
Because the evidence exists. I walk down my hallway. You know what my hallway looks like. You know the pictures that are in my hallway. And she's not in the pictures. What do you do with that? What do you, how do you, how do you respond to that? How do you move past that if you have like a daily reminder of like, there's a missing space?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because now the preparation for me is to prepare for that too.
Right.
And so what I decided to do for me, and this is just for each individual, which I would say, we all need to check in with ourselves to really find out how we feel. So like you, Sylvia, they're definitely going to be missed. Okay. So I'm going to say, I'm going to miss not seeing my siblings. And I just found out my brother is not going to be able to come either, he and his wife. And that's a hard thing to hear that your siblings can't come, but also take in consideration the time of life that I'm in. I had to really sit with that. That's why I said in our last episode, it's best not saying do it, because there are no shoulds in this world. But I think it would be a good idea or very helpful to process your feelings, how you feel before you share and go off and all of that, because as you process it, you might feel a little differently. So what I feel now is there's a level of understanding that I have. And so, also, it's going to be their loss as well, because they're going to miss out on seeing me. And so they're going to also know that they weren't in my pictures.
Yeah.
They're also going to realize they weren't there, whether they care about it or not. right?
Yeah.
And then for me, I'm learning to embrace who is there.
Yeah.
I'm learning to recognize that family is just not the people you're born into. Family, it consists of people who share your views, share your hopes, share your dreams. They are aligned with your core values.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, and they can be chosen just like everybody else and just like everything else.
Right.
So it's an interesting take. So seeing some of the other people who have been in similar situations, like reading some of those comments. I mean, we had Christopher Williams from our YouTube. He said he was 19 years old and graduated from the Air Force boot camp. At the end of that, we were told that we could invite family, and I did. No one showed up. That's in all caps. All of my promotions, returns from deployment, etc., no one was there. I'm from Ohio and now live in Georgia, and I'm fine with that. I shouldn't be, but it is what it is.
Well, again, there are no shoulds, Christopher, and God bless you, sir, right. Because and also thank you so much for your service. It stings. Like let's be fucking honest. It hurts. It hurts in a way that you would never imagine.
Nope.
Because it's like nobody's there for me. But I have to say, you were there for you, sir. Like, you were there. And we really can't miss this. Sometimes we are going to walk alone. Sometimes people are in their world so much that they can't even tap into your world.
Right.
And that's when you have to tap into your world even stronger. Because there's a reason for each one of us to be here. And let's recognize how valuable we are to ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's in those times, that's what needs, I would hope to happen.
And I thought about you as soon as he said it shouldn't. I said, why do you feel like it shouldn't be all right with, why you shouldn't be all right with it? And he said, because that's family, but being disappointed for that long, I've grown accustomed to just not being around them, but it did make me a better father. And because of that, I've literally quit jobs that thought they weren't going to allow me to be there for my children. So I think it was good that he took from that and was like, okay, this is what I don't want to do. This is what I do want to do. And this is what I'm going to do. So I thought that that was good that he was like, fuck that. I don't got to deal with it. And I'm not going to put that on my kids either.
That's huge. So what it sounds like to me is he learned a lesson. And that's what happens. If we're open to it, if we ask, what lesson can I learn from this? And that's the thing for me. I'm learning the lesson from this experience.
Yeah.
And the lesson is we're in different parts of our lives. And what I imagine what I would do is not what other people would do.
No.
So what and what I realize is we get sad because other people in our family don't think like we think.
And you thought that they were going to think like you think.
Yes. And
that's the sad part to me.
That is like, the sad part. Yes.
Not that they aren't. Not that they're showing you that they aren't. It's the thought that they were.
Right. And that is the reality. And so here this guy steps up even harder and he says, no. This is how I'm going for my family. This is how I show up. I'm going to be there for my children. Yeah. I'm going to be there, even if nobody else is there. And this is, I think he also said, he's not even around his family like that anymore, which is another reality. Because when certain things like that happen, the reality is, do I even fuck with you guys? No,
that part.
Probably not. And so that's the reality too. Like, for my family, it's not the same anymore. It will never be the same anymore.
No.
I love them. I'm not going to be like, I don't give a, I'm not. But it's not the same because now I've been given some news or I've been given some information. That it's like once you know, you can't not know.
Yeah. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Yeah.
Right.
That's it. What comments stood out to you? I know you check Instagram.
Right. So Sweet Mints 55, she was like, I had a friend who was going through some stuff, but we all have something going on in our lives, right? Well, when I shared that I lost my brother, there was crickets. No condolence, no I'm sorry, crickets. I learned much about what friendship doesn't look like. And it told me more than I knew about the person. She said, did I overcome? And then she didn't answer that. But then she said, weeks later, she was dropped like a potato.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I can imagine that was rough. And again, mm-hmm. this is the thing. She was there for her friend. Mm-hmm. And then she found out that her friend wasn't there for her.
Yeah.
And that hurts. But it's the reality that the way I think, you don't think like that. Like, we don't speak about that, but that is the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know we weren't really friends.
Right, right. Or that we're not the same kind of friends.
Right.
We don't have the same or equal or balanced level of give and take. Mm-hmm. You got things, I got things. I'm here for you. You're not quite here for me. Or you're here later of, mm-hmm. oh, that happened? Dang.
Mm-hmm. Right. Or nothing.
Or
like,
nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so then it's like, do we expect?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, or be careful when you expect, because you might not get back that. What you expect. Like, that. You know, so. Maybe again, this is the level of learning of, just because we expect it doesn't mean we're going to get it.
Nope. Who is it? Jennifer Lewis. She said, no one promised you roses without thorns.
Mm.
Right?
Right. Right. And I'm going to even go further and say nothing is promised.
Nothing.
Nothing is promised. So while we go bouncing, like as we shared before, we go bouncing into 2020, like, oh, this year is going to be fly. My graduation is going to be off the chain.
Hello.
Oh, when we go to the prom, blah, blah, blah. Oh, when I go to Jamaica, because I was planning on going to Jamaica, I'm going to Jamaica, blah, blah, blah. All that shit got, shoo, it's like, nothing.
Nothing.
So there is nothing promised to us.
Mm-mm.
Not even tomorrow.
Not even if you plan it down to the last detail.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Like, there's nothing you can do about anything not going the way that you thought it was going to go.
Right, right. And this is another thing that I think is so funny. You know how you think of somebody, you walk in lockstep with them, and then mm-hmm. they start slowly but surely slowing down, and you still walking in a sense like,
yes.
Oh, you turn around, where'd they go? Not even with you no more.
And you have no idea that you've been walking in that direction and they stopped and have
long
just been
ago.
Staring and watching you keep walking.
Right.
Yeah.
And that lets me know that is just a reminder to us that people don't think like we think all the time.
Mm-mm.
They just don't.
Mm-mm.
Maybe none of the time, or at least less than we imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. What other comments did you see?
So, let's see here.
Because there were quite a few.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sweet Mints also said, Sweet Mints 55, she said, real situations expose fake people. I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff in my world these days, which is interesting. So, she mentioned fake. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, but that's the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, while I'm learning to not judge people, right, I'm still there. I still judge just like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take fake out, right, and say real situation expose the reality of people's hearts.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what it is. It shows you who people truly are.
Yeah.
Right. And I used to, I was reading this book and I heard it say, in a crisis, it reveals your character, right?
Ooh, mm-hmm.
So this is not particularly a crisis per se, but it's a real situation, like Sweet Mints mentioned. In real situations, character is revealed because you're on the line.
Yeah.
Graduation, a wedding, a funeral, a birth. Like, these things are really, really on the line. Like, you're going to find out who's in your corner, who's going to be there or not.
Mm-hmm. Like, this one really, from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
V the singer, my family of origin never resonated with me. I opt to create my real tribe outside of that. DNA means do not apply when it comes to family for me.
Ooh.
Sent me.
Wow.
I was like, excuse me? Do not apply?
Mm.
That was a lot.
Yeah. It sounds like there's still a little bit of hurt too.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's okay. We have to recognize that when we hurt, let's really break that down. Because we don't have to continue to hurt about people's choices.
Nope.
Those are their choices.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got another one. Alice Hauptman. Hopefully I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own life. You can only count on yourself. I made more effort to show up for others without expectation.
Mm.
That's another part to me. Is like, you gonna do the thing? Do your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even think about it. Just go into it.
We're gonna have a good time.
We're gonna have a story, or we get both.
That's true. That is lovely. And I love her response too, because that's a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are not there. And again, if we take judgment out, we're all in different spaces on that continuum of working toward releasing ourselves from expectation of a thing.
Yeah.
And be ourselves. Like for me, if my family members invited me to events, I'm going to do my best to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm going to do my best to go. I'm not sure if I'm inviting them. I haven't finished deciding if I want to do that. But I will still go to their events because I love them, right?
Yeah.
That love didn't change. However, Sylvia, I don't have an answer. I'm not going to lie about this.
It's a little sensitive.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's a thing of like, we have lived in this house now 6 going on 7 years, been back in the country all that time, and haven't had that many visitors.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling like, I think I'll just stop inviting, stop mentioning it, stop saying anything about it, because I like my house. I want to share it with people.
Yeah.
COVID is doing what COVID is doing. Strep is doing what strep is doing. You know, the world is doing what the world is doing, but it would be nice to have people come over, come stay, that whole bit. I mean, you've been to my house. You know,
beautiful.
We provide comfort.
Let me tell you, much, much comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Much comfort. I love it.
But if you don't want to come, you're not going to come. And if you spend time figuring out how to not do a thing, you're not going to do it.
Right.
So if you just start saying, oh, I don't have the money, you're planning on not having the money.
Absolutely.
I don't have the time. You're planning on not having the time. I can't get time off.
Mm-hmm.
You're planning on it, you know, because nobody I know works on the weekends. You got time.
Well, you're right. People do what they want to do.
So let's just be clear.
Mm-hmm. And that is something. It's almost like a boyfriend or somebody you like.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to get them to like you like them. And then the reality hits. They don't like you like that.
Nope.
And it's okay. That's the other thing. It's not about us from that perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not a lack of me being my lovely self that you don't get down with me.
Right.
And I think if we recognize in that space, it's more about what's going on with them than it is going on with us.
Yes.
And I don't need to be a better this or ask what's wrong with me, because nothing is wrong with me that you're not getting down with me.
Right.
And so if we would shift that, if we could for a second, leave that alone to try to think that there's something wrong with us, and not even so much something's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that that's not our tribe.
Right.
Like at the end of the day, if we are aligned, you're going to move heaven and earth to get with me, because that's what I do. Like, that's what we do. We are heaven and earth movers. We do that. We like, oh, say less. If that's what we going to be in Paris this year. Oh, okay. Yeah. where we going? We going to Thailand? Oh, okay. Like, I ain't even questioning. We going to figure it out. We going to find a way.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Come on. And the only thing we need to do is notice who's in our corner. Like, and if they're not in our corner, that's okay. We got to bid them adieu.
Yep. Yep. We have to keep coming back around to that. It's just like, push it down that doesn't serve you.
Exactly. Do you have any other comments?
No, that was the last one for me on, I had TikTok and YouTube. We didn't get anybody from Twitter. If you're on our Twitter at What's Been Better, no E, just an R, hit us up. We want to hear from you too.
So I have a couple of more comments though.
Okay.
Okay. So CC Harbor said, she said, the difference is that I didn't tell them how I felt. So on her end, there was like a graduation that her siblings decided not to come to for her son. And she was level. So she didn't tell them how she felt. She said, I didn't have the energy. Initially, I felt abandoned. But what's the point? I have to move on. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I'm mourning. She said, it's grief. I'm mourning the relationship I wanted to have with them, and I don't. And I think that is the thing, because even when I spoke about my older sister, where it's like an 8-year difference. And I've always wanted to have a relationship with my big sister.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she lives in the same state as I live in, I was thinking, oh, wow, this is the time. I just kept thinking about all the different times, you know, but it's just not there. And so it's ultimately mourning that loss and learning to accept. I think the ultimate in these intentions or these hopes or these expectations is this fulfillment of a thing. But then also, hopefully, it would be the acceptance if it doesn't work out the way we had planned. And to recognize that something better is for us. Like, always recognizing that if this, then something better. If not this, then something better. And that we're going to be okay no matter what.
Yeah. I wholeheartedly believe that better is possible and that we'll be all right. Like,
yes,
there's nothing else after that. If you're on any of our social media, we love this type of engagement. Definitely hit us up. We'll be dropping questions at the end of the episodes from now on, just to kind of hear what y'all like, hear what you have to say about all this. And of course, you know, we want you as a guest also. Come sit in your own chair, get on the camera with us, talk to us about what's been better for you, what you've overcome, what kind of breakthroughs you've had, or any other topic, even if it's something that is going on in current events, world news, whatever, wherever your corner of the world is, we want to hear about it.
Right, right.
If you've heard other episodes or other topics that we've covered and that resonated with you, drop that in the comments below. We want to hear what you have to say. Also, if there are topics that we haven't covered that you think we should cover, drop those in the comments also. We want to hear from you.
Yes, we want to share this kind of information that you want to hear from us.
Yep. And we want you to be included in the conversation. So if you haven't already done so, like, share, subscribe, do something with this, but yes, do not keep this show for yourself. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
All right. That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.